From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, former President Bill Clinton's new memoirs. First, though, one small step for commercial spaceflight. Today, a jet-powered airplane with a rocket plane attached to it took off from the Mojave Desert in California to make the first privately funded manned flight into space. NPR's David Kestenbaum joins us from the launch site in Mojave, California. David, what's happening now?
Well, the pilot just got out of this, got out of Spaceship One, and you know, when it's up close, you realize how small it is. And he climbed out of it's basically a small round hole in the side of it. That's the door, and he was so filled with adrenaline.
That door that I just heard shutting, it sounded like a car door. That's not the spacecraft.
Yeah, that's a Volvo. That's the door of a Volvo.
Okay,
but
it's right,
similar.
So, well, what is he doing?
He was so filled with adrenaline. He's a little guy. He's 62 years old, and I have to say, sort of adorable is probably the best word for him. He's got grandkids, and you know, this is a very small operation done by a few engineers. And here's Mike Melville, the pilot. One of the things he said:
The colors were pretty staggering from up there. Looking at the Earth from up there is it's almost a religious experience. It's an awesome thing to see. You can see the curvature of the Earth. I could see all the way out past Lake, about past the islands off the coast of Los Angeles, and I could see all the way up almost to Bishop. I could see way out to the coastline. I could see to San Diego. So you got a hell of a view from 62 miles.
So he also said that at some point there was a big bang. It's sort of unclear what that was, and he said he was pretty scared. But when he got up there, he had about 3 minutes of weightlessness, and his initials are MM, and he said he released a pack of M&Ms when he was up there, and he was just so excited.
You know, David, I called this in the introduction to you one small step for commercial spaceflight. Maybe it's a giant leap. Is this such a big deal or not?
It's sort of somewhere in between. I mean, as soon as you try and go to orbit, which is much harder to do than what was done here today. This is basically what the Air Force did in the 60s. You have to put a lot more energy in, like 80 times the energy. And you know, the cost for NASA to send a pound of anything up is $10,000 basically. And so for a human that's 100 pounds, that's $1 million. And people talk about trying to get the cost down, but you know, it's a lot of small steps. There's no big breakthroughs. I would say the big thing here is that it's done by a small group of people on a fairly shoestring budget, and at least opens the door to, you know, tourists being able to go up just to the edge of space and float around for a few minutes and come back down.
So who is paying for this project? What is the budget? How much did this thing cost so far?
There are no official numbers, but the people who try and add things up figure it's about $20 million. It's being funded by Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, and you know, a lot of the other companies that are trying to do this are also funded by millionaires or multimillionaires. There's a guy who made a lot of money making the games Doom and Quake, John Carmack, who's funding another effort in Texas. So it's really coming out of the pockets of a few big dreamers.
We think about this in terms of the dreamers being at NASA and all working for the government to put these up, because it seems like such a huge enterprise. On this smaller scale, what does it look like?
On this smaller scale, you know, it's a bunch of guys in jeans and short sleeve shirts walking around the spaceship after it landed, just kind of looking at it. You know, it seems like a very sort of small and charming operation. And the hope is that if they could make a bunch of these planes, and you have to get clearance from the FAA, and you have to get insurance to send people up, that you know, maybe it could be done. It's for people like the common people. The costs are unclear. Maybe $100,000 are the sort of numbers people talk about for a seat.
Can you actually walk up to this rocket plane yourself? And how big is it?
It's sort of about the size of maybe a small truck or something, and it was I stood probably 100 feet from it. It's got stars painted on its sort of underbelly. It's very small. It's basically a tiny cockpit with a rocket on the back of it. That's it.
NPR's David Kestenbaum in Mojave, California. David, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
You're welcome.